Anchor.fm. This podcast will be brought to you by Anchor.fm.
Thanks for tuning in to the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Jones.
Hello, my beauty beauties. Welcome to the One Talk Show podcast with your host, me, Juanita. So look, you guys know that it be going down, and this twin flame journey debunking has really been a wonderful experience. As you all know, as you go through my podcast, you hear the entire story, you hear the emotion, you see the journey like completely as it unfolds. Now I'm on the other side of things, because while my twin flame is still out there, I have decided to live my life, you know what I'm saying? And like we all say, oh, I'm living my life, I'm doing what I gotta do. But are you? Are you really? Because it seems like there's a lot of us who claim to be living our best life, but in reality and truth, we are still holding on to the hopes that things are going to turn around, right? With our twin flame, divine, some of you call it the divine counterpart, some of you call it the divine masculine, some of you call it the twin flame, but you know what I mean, okay? For me, I've always called him the twin flame, because I feel like if for whatever reason we didn't get to be together, that I would still get my divine counterpart though. See what I'm saying? So, I'm so glad I started doing that, because you know, I don't know about any of you all, but my particular twin flame situation, I mean, he communicated with me every day. Every day he would communicate somehow. Every day he would send a text, emoji, smoke signal, something. But it was nothing that was of substance. It was just something to, you know, just keep me holding on, keep me hoping on, keep me otherwise occupied, right, with you know, we're hoping that he come through, hoping that we link up, hoping that, just hoping. And I'm a communicator, i.e. that's why I do a podcast, but so for me, I need my guy to communicate. I need him to, you know, open up. And I've already put out a list. I was like, look, we gonna make this real simple, because I know what I want. I'm not confused about it. I know what I will tolerate. I know what I'm gonna accept from a man, and I know what I'm not gonna accept from a man. And the only reason that I was so patient and so long-suffering with him is because I truly, truly had an affinity for him. I truly, truly hoped, thought, you know, prayed that we would work it out, that it would work out. But it's not working now. It's not working now. And the clock is ticking. You know, I want certain things in my life. And it's so funny how you can give somebody else power over your life to where you're like, but wait, I want to do this by this time, and I want to do that by that time. And you're letting somebody in your world that's literally holding you up, that's literally got a pin in you, and like, I'm a pin you right here. You just wait right there. I'll be back. Now, mind you, they're going off. They're making friends. They're living their best life. They're engaging in others. They're doing all this kind of stuff, right? And you're like home or isolated or not, you know, in your higher self. You know what I'm saying? Not maximizing on your opportunities, right? So you know, it just turns out to where you just be like, you know what? What's the point? That's how you be feeling. You be feeling like, you know what? What's the point? So, I just, you know, look at things like, hey, I knew one day I was going to wake up and I wasn't going to have that heart-wrenching pain in my heart from betrayal anymore. I knew one day I was going to wake up and I was going to take a deep breath in, and oh, I wasn't gonna feel that heartache anymore, right? And oh my God, I remember the day that happened. Oh, because I used to just, for a minute, it really took me under. You guys know it took me under that whole, I almost went depression, I almost went, you know, and I say almost for me because I don't subscribe to those type of things, and I know it's very difficult for a lot of people too, but to not fall under that, you know, and it's difficult to stay positive when there's so much negativity around you. That's why it's so funny to me how a lot of people, well, most shamans or gurus or whatever you want to call them, they really isolate themselves. They isolate themselves from humanity because it's almost like you cannot be a help to humanity when you're so bombarded with all the melee of life, right? You're so bombarded with all of the tension and negative vibes and shit, right? So it's so good to be on this side of it, because while my dream I had for a long time was that me and my twin flame would reunite, that we would get it right, that we would sit down and have this wonderful conversation where he would be honest. One of my requirements in a relationship is complete, unadulterated, unfiltered, uninhibited loyalty, devotion. I don't care what the situation is. If I feel like this person is loyal to me and that they're devoted to me and that they have my heart, my best interest, the interest of my family and the love for me that I have for them, there's nothing I wouldn't do. There's nothing I would stand by them. I would, even if we were separated, I would, you know what I'm saying? I would not desert them. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is with the husband I was currently married to. It's like, you know, I know he has the family. I know he's got the best interest of the family. Even though he and I aren't, you know, together and, you know, they're whatever. I don't know, you know. It's just, certain physicalities that, you know, I'm just past. But emotionally, he's great. Emotionally and being supportive, he's great. You know what I'm saying? But in this twin flame journey, it's like I had everything. I had emotional support. I had physical support. I had somebody that could walk this thing with me. Somebody that could take the load, that could take it off my shoulders and carry it up his arm and carry me too and do all this other stuff because he was just built that way. You know what I'm saying? Emotionally, I thought. But I think when the shit hit the fan, that it was just, you know, he just couldn't recover the lie. There was no way to recover the lie. There was no way to go back. There was no way to backpedal. There was no way to undo what had been done. So you have to move forward, and you have to move forward in a way that, you know, is authentic and true. And this person, the twin flame, was not able to do that. So at this point, and I don't know if he ever will, that's on him, you know, but at this point, I'm not stopping my life. I'm moving forward. And the reason I don't put people's names out there, the reason I don't blast them on the internet and all this kind of stuff is because that's not necessary. That's not what my platform is about. My platform is not about to make somebody else feel bad, you know, because of how they treated me. You gonna feel that anyway because I'm fucking high priestess, yo. You gonna feel that anyway. Anybody that comes against me, friend or foe, female, male, dog, cat, it don't matter, okay? The universe will handle you accordingly. Because one thing about me, and I'm so glad, and people used to get so mad that I was so loyal. They used to get so mad that I was so right. I was so pure. I was so everything they thought like I was doing. I was actually doing it, you know, and they just couldn't believe it. Especially in the 21st century where there's where marriages fail, where people bail out at the drop of a hat, where people are in situations and they are not in them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're physically there, going through the motions, going through the pretend, but they're not there. They're not committed. They're online looking at other women or other men. They're sneaking out when they go to work. They're having whole different lifestyles and connections. They got all kind of connections with various people that you have no idea about, and they just want you to just, you know, be invisible. It's really for my divine feminines and some of my divine masculines that may be going through this scenario. It may be that there could be somebody in your world that has you feeling trapped, has you feeling bound, has you feeling less than, has you feeling like, you know, you're just really connected to them, maybe sexually, maybe monetarily, maybe they're an emotional vampire and you need to succubus from them and shit. So it's really unfortunate, right? Because when the universe puts a good person in your life, right, and then you look at your life and you know the life you've lived, when you receive that little snowflake, right, that little flurry, right, when you receive that in the midst of hell, in the midst of debauchery, in the midst of ugliness, in the midst of just everybody just being so ratchet, that little sweet part that the universe gives you, right? If you ever get to have something so precious, don't take it for granted. Because a lot of people think that they're alphas. Here's the one thing. There's a lot of people who are attractive, who are intelligent, who have the ability to do this and that, and they're real personable and communicable, but they think they're alphas, right, because of all that. But they're not. They're not, because when you break it down, when you pull back the layers, when you see, oh, but you're a liar. Oh, you don't live in your truth. Oh, you manipulate and, control people. Oh, you want to run from your problems instead of facing them. Oh, you go from here to there and everywhere and create the same scenarios, thereby experiencing the same results. Instead of fixing that, you leave and go somewhere else and do the same thing all over again with a whole new set of people, whole new set of job, whole new set of friends, whole new set of living situation, whole new set of lovers, whole new set of everything, right? And it's just like you think, okay, this is what's going to make me better. This is what's going to, I'm going to be better now that I have a whole new set of stuff to, nah, baby. You just got a whole new clean slate to get dirty. That's all. That's all. Because until you change the way you are operating in this 3D and 5D experiences, then it won't, nothing's going to matter. Like, people always say, well, you know, your divine masculine, twin flame, whatever, they may not be with you in 3D, and they might be with that other woman or the karmic, or they might be doing this and that, but in the 5D, they're with you, and they're look here, let me tell you something. If that's what you need to tell yourself at night to keep you holding on to your low-level vibration, your inadequacies, then baby, by all means, keep telling yourself that, because that's the biggest lie ever told, okay? Keep telling yourself that. What you need to do is get off your ass. Uh-huh. Get up. Forget about what didn't go right. Forget about what he did, what he said. Or she said, forget about that they're with a karmic, or they keep lying, or they keep pushing you out. Forget about that shit. What does that have to do with you in the long haul? Think about it. When you wake up in the morning, okay, for those of you that are in separation from your twin flame or your divine counterpart or your divine feminine, or however you want to say it. For those of you that are in separation from your union, okay, think about it. You get up in the morning, you do your routine, you go throughout your day, right? You have your responsibilities, you have people that you have to deal with, work with, interact with, right? So you go throughout your day and you figure out, sorry, I just had a sidebar thought about something. That's why I don't like to be playing games with things. Anyway, that was sidebar. So, you know, you go throughout your day and you see that, okay, this person hasn't called you. You might even reach out to them, they don't answer. You might send them a text, they won't reply. You might try to FaceTime them, they won't pick up. Then you continue on with your day, because you got responsibilities, all grown people do. You continue on with your day, you do what you gotta do. You notice they haven't called you, they haven't reached out, they haven't sent a smoke signal, or you notice they did reach out, but what they did was maybe something that you've asked them to please not do because it makes you feel a certain way, but they keep doing it. Like, maybe they'll call you from a blocked number, or maybe they'll text you with emojis or shorthand texts, or you know, something that's insignificant when you guys need to sit down and really, really communicate, like for real, communicate, right? They keep avoiding it, right? So you go throughout your day, and then you notice that, wow, it's 10 o'clock. Wow, it's 11 o'clock. You look at your phone, you haven't gotten any replies to your messages, any responses, or the responses that you've gotten are just enough to crumb you out, you know? Like Six of Pentacles, I think. Is it Six of Pentacles? Yeah, I think it's the Six of Pentacles. It's like that, where reciprocity is not being given. Like, a person is giving more to someone else, you know, in that scenario. Or basically, you know what you should be doing. You know how to balance your life out, but you're not. It's off balance, okay? So you fall asleep, you know, heartbroken, tears in your eyes, sad, heart-filled, you know. Then you might wake up later on in the middle of the night, or because you're allowing this to eat at you, right? You're allowing the fact that someone has rejected you, that someone is, basically that's it. You've allowed the fact that someone has rejected you to eat at you. So then you notice, oh, maybe they call you at 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning or 12 at night or 11, whatever it is, some ungodly hour, and say something explicit to you. You know what I'm saying? Something raunchy or something sexual, right? And you're like, or they might send you a, you know, a gift or a picture of something sexual or something like that. And then you're thinking, oh, well, they're maybe thinking about me, or, oh, wow, you know, whatever. It gives you some kind of, I don't know, hope or whatever. So the next day you go on and you try to reach out to this person, but they don't respond. They don't respond. You express yourself, you talk, they don't respond. Or they respond with an acronym or a emoji or something like that. So basically what you're doing is you've put yourself in this little, in this nook where this person has the rope around your, the noose around your neck, and they pull you out to give you emotional nourishment when they feel like it, and it's, they starve you, okay? It's a form of conditioning. It's a form of breaking your will. When you're deprived, right? And it's emotion, conversation, sex, the connectedness with somebody, is all these things, right? So when you're deprived those things, and this person basically just is a control tactic, okay? And then if you reach out and you speak clearly and you try to communicate your feelings, they don't respond. They don't respond because it's a control tactic. They're doing everything they can to control you, to keep you wanting. To keep, it's almost like an addict, you know? Like, they give you just enough to make you hungry, keep you weak so you can't run away, right? So the narcissist comes in and baits you in with all this. No, it was a mistake. No, you're thinking about it wrong. No, you're you. When it's actually all them, darling. It's all them, okay? So I know this is very difficult. I know it's hard to push past. I know it is. But there's been a reason that the universe put me in this position, because I'm supposed to be a leader in this fight to pull my people out of it. Too many divine feminines are waiting around for a divine counterpart that, or twin flame, that is not coming. He's not coming. She's not coming. All right? No. That shouldn't be your focus anyway. The person is not the focus. The focus is you. It's you. It's you. And that's not to say that, okay, well, but I want to be with myself, and if I can't secure this relationship with my twin flame, then I failed the ascension process. No, darling. As soon as you realize that you are in charge of your destiny, that you are in charge of your life, that you have the ability to make everything happen, right, that you want to happen, right? You have the ability to do that. So when you decide that, okay, I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to push forward. I'm going to live a life of abundance. The moment you do that, you will start to levitate, okay? The moment you do that, the moment you decide, okay. I'm holding on to an idea that another person has the power over me to make me feel fulfilled, happy, abundant. When you let go of that stinking thinking, when you let go of that stinking thinking and you realize that, honey, there's no reason at all that you should sit around and allow yourself to be mistreated in a way where you feel like you can't get off from under it. To be mistreated in a way to where you look in the mirror and you don't even see the beautiful you that's staring back at you. To mistreat you in a way to where you are just sad and lonely and upset. And then you look at yourself and you're like, you're pleading with someone to love you the way that they pretended to love you. You're pleading with them to love you for real like that now. But look at what you're doing. You're pleading with someone that's incapable of giving you what you need until or unless they ascend, unless they awaken. They cannot. So what you have to do, baby girl, baby boy, is just go on and take a stretch. Stretch those legs out. Stretch them out. Reach to the sky. Stretch it out. Bend it down. Stretch it out. Just stretch it out. You know what I'm saying? Stretch it out and release it. Release it. Release it, because all it's going to do is make you stiff. It's going to make you stiff. You're not, it's going to make you pain. It's going to pain you. Okay. And it's going to debilitate you over time. So release it. And I know it's hard, but it really isn't. When you decide, okay, I'm getting up this morning, I'm going to turn my music on, because you should be sleeping with your chakra music. You should be sleeping every night with the healing megahertz sounds that will heal your heart chakra, that will heal your crown chakra, that will open you up and clear out all the negativity that has been attached to your psyche, okay? You have to clear that shit out, all right? There's a lot of subliminal messaging that comes through today's music, through advertisements, through television, through games, through all these media things, okay? So it's very important that you decompress in your sleep. When you're going to sleep, you should be listening to that sleep hurts music, that chakra music, that energy cleansing, self-healing, aura cleansing music, okay? So that when you awaken in the morning, you got a little bit more, you got something else to help you fight. You got something else to help you fight. Okay? Because you're going to go through a day of neglect from your counterpart. You're going to go through a day of confusion from your counterpart. You're going to go through a day where you feel like, dang, why can't they just communicate? Why can't we just, what happened? We used to be, is this the same person? That's why you're going to be doubting if that's your twin flame or if that's your divine counterpart. Yeah, it is. It is. Don't doubt it. It is. But that does not mean that they are ready to be in the relationship with you. And that does not mean that you have to wait around for that. All right. You have to live your life. I'm not saying, you know, go out and find 20 other guys or 20 other girls to bed. Nah, that's not going to help you. That's only going to make the situation worse. Trust me. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You want to just do it yourself. You know, you want to, because see, I realized, I said, oh, look at this. This will push you. This could push a weak, low, you know, a weaker person out into the world to just, you know, find all these different relationships and just be in the relationships. You know what I'm saying? This would push a person to that. This would push them to that. And then you look up and you're like, wow, you know, wow, I didn't even realize that I was so far gone. I didn't realize. Okay, you don't realize until you start trying to come back. When you start coming back to yourself, you realize just how far into the deep you went. Okay, honey, I'm back on the shore now. I mean, I'm still in the water, but I'm back on the shore. I can feel the ground under my feet. I was so far in the deep, I didn't know which way was north, south, east, or west. I couldn't see the shore. I couldn't see dry land. I couldn't see anything but water. Okay, water, 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 water. And I was out there in the dark, okay, just trying to find my twin flame, trying to find the earth, trying to ground myself, trying to figure out what I'm doing. And I was just swimming in emotion, you know what I'm saying? So I went ahead and stopped struggling, relaxed my body, laid back, and began to float. I began to float. I began to allow the universe to spin me in the direction that I'm supposed to go in. Have you ever been lost, right? And you're driving, and you might be familiar with the area that you're lost, that you're currently lost in, but you just may have taken a wrong turn, and you're just somewhere where it's not too familiar. And you're thinking, no, I'm supposed to go this way. I'm supposed to go this way. So for me, before I turn on GPS or Siri or Google or anything, I try to figure things out myself. Keeps your brain sharp. So I'm like, dang it. And you know, it's like you feel like, okay, I feel I'm supposed to go this way, but you just turned around. Right, and you just keep going in circles, or you keep getting deeper lost until you're like, no, I gotta go back the other way, because at least I was a little bit closer that way, I feel. But until you decide to stop, pull over, ask for directions, turn on Siri, turn on Google Maps, until turn on your Navi in your car, until you decide to seek help to get you to the location you need to get to, honey, you're going to still be going around in a circle. You're going to be like, wait a minute, didn't I pass this street already? Wait, there's that building right there. Didn't we pass that already? Yes, honey, you passed it already several times. You're going in circles, okay? Get out of the vortex, because it's like one street or something that you turn down and it curves and it just brings you back into a loop. Same thing of how I felt when I was just out there, right? Hoping that my divine masculine, my twin flame, you guys know I call him the twin flame because I know I'm going to get my divine masculine, honey. He's out. He's coming. I feel him. So to me, I don't see the twin flame, divine masculine, and divine counterpart as all the same people. They can be the same person, but they are definitely at different stages of the life if they're the same person. But to me, they're three different people. So take it how it resonates. So basically, like I said, they can be the same person, but it would, you know, it completely different stages. So my I just decided to let the universe guide me, let my angel guides direct me, let my ancestors push me forward, and I surrendered to the journey. And in the analogy, I just fell backwards and I went underwater for a minute. It was like I was submerged in the water. And I was sinking. It's like I hit the bottom. And when I hit the bottom, boom. I laid there and I looked up and I closed my eyes and I surrendered to it. And then I felt the current move. And my angel mermaids, they came and they put a bubble around my face to give me oxygen. And they rubbed my ankles and my feet, and fins began to grow. They rubbed my hands, and fins began to grow. Before I knew it, I had a tail, and the bubble they placed around my face disappeared, and I was able to breathe. And I opened my eyes to this new existence and this new understanding of who I was and what I was capable of. And without words, they looked at me and they nodded, "You are ready." And I began to wiggle my tail. And I was flapping around on the ocean floor. And dust and sand was kicking up and bubbles. And I got frustrated because I couldn't get it right away. I just couldn't. I wasn't coming off. I couldn't swim. I wasn't moving. And they held my hand, gently guided me upward, and let me go. And before I knew it, my tail was flapping hard, and I was swimming, and I was moving around, and I was going in flips and getting a feel for my newfound abilities. And I looked at them, and they were sitting there looking at me with these smiles, and they nodded the nod of yes, go on, you can do it. And I tell you this as tears swell in my eyes, because if you could see this analogy, it will bless you. And I began to swim around. That's when I started looking into tarot and listening to my spirit guides and following my intuition more. And I began to swim, and it was still very dark, but I knew what direction to go in. It was as if I had an internal compass now. Something was guiding me. And I swam and I swam and I swam and I swam. And sometimes my tail would get tired and I would stop and I would hover there in the water and I'd look around. And it felt like I was alone again. And I would feel myself, I would feel gravity pulling me down back to the ocean floor. And I would struggle to flap my fin, to flap my tail, but it was so hard. I was so tired. I had swum so far. And the water was so choppy now. I felt like giving up. I felt like all the progress I had made, all the transformation I had made, maybe it was just for me to be able to survive in this deep, dark place now. At least I could breathe. But no. I saw a flicker of light. And then it was gone. And then it came again. And then it was gone. And then it dashed across. And I saw it clearly. It was something in the water, luminous, moving, rapid, beckoning me, waiting, like, do you see me? Come on. Come on. And something within me had to go to it, had to go to the light. And I started to flap my tail, and I'm moving. And now my concentration is on the light. My concentration was no longer on the darkness around me. My concentration was no longer on the fact that I had nearly sank back all the way to the ocean floor. My concentration wasn't on the fact that I was tired. I was in pain. My muscles ached. I was confused. I couldn't see. But I had been transformed. I followed the light. And sometimes it would dim, but it would give a little spark for me to know where it was. And even in the times where I couldn't see it clearly, I knew the last place I saw it, and I just kept swimming towards it. And the momentum gained, and my tail started flapping harder and harder because all of a sudden, the dark started brightening, and everything around me wasn't as dark anymore. And I could see turquoise and aquamarine and pink and yellows and blues and rays of light and shimmer. And my eyes widened and my heart swelled and my mermaid tail got stronger. Scales fell from it and an entirely new tail was born and formed. I grew luxurious fin-like mane that was red and golden, and I just felt as if an entire layer had fallen off my mermaid frame, and the light was getting brighter and brighter. And the brighter the light became, the stronger I became. And like a bullet, I burst through the water into the air. And when I burst through the water into the air, my fins fell off. My tail fell off, my hair became my wings, and I flew across the sky. I flew across the sky. And in a moment, I hovered with my wings flapping violently, and now 2 feet where the beautiful mermaid tail was. And I'm looking at my wings and I'm looking at the beautiful, clear, glistening water beneath me. Now I can see all the way to the ocean floor and I see my mermaid angels and they're waving to me and smiling. And they're sending me their energy and they're telling me I can make it. I have purpose. I have a work to do. And nothing is going to stop me. I can do anything. Take flight. The tears that fell hit the ocean, rippled the water, turned into diamonds, and glimmered and glistened all the way to the ocean floor. Once they hit the floor, they sprouted into beautiful amethyst. As a reminder of the growth and the journey, and the winds started to pick up, and my wings began to fly, flap. And they were still very young, but very strong. And I flew across that sky. And I flew and I flew. And I was searching. For truths, hidden gems, treasures of knowledge, treasures of healing. And a wind came under me and propelled me even further into the stratosphere, out of the heavens and into the outer heavens. Out of the outer heavens and into space. And as I approached space, the fire, now no longer being able to pull myself back, I could only go forward. I'm being pulled into the sun, and the fire is cascading over me. And while the burn is not consuming me, it is burning off all my layers. It is burning everything away. And I emerged through the moon, glistening, wingless, but suspended in time and space. I'm able to see now what I must do, how what has happened to me has shaped me into the light worker that I am, what I need to do, and it has given me the strength to push forward no matter the obstacle. And you as well can push forward no matter your obstacle. Know that you are loved and adored. Know that there is a source bigger than you that is in complete control. And that source loves you to life, as do I. Love and light is yours. I'll see you in the funny papers.
The One Talk Show will be right back, and don't go anywhere.
Thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, y'all know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light, and see you in the funny papers. Bye!